No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, you are welcome here. Welcome here to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. Today is the 13th day of March. I'm Jill. Welcome, everyone. It is a true joy, a pleasure, and a distinct honor to be here with you reading the Word of God in this beautiful global campfire community. We'll begin today where we left off yesterday, if you didn't listen to the end, mentioning the season of Lent that we are in right now. It started over a week ago, and there was so much going on, I failed to mention it. Please forgive me. I had every intention of beginning with Ash Wednesday. I know a lot of you may not be familiar with the season of Lent, may not be familiar with Ash Wednesday, and you may have a preconceived idea about these observances, and it may be something that was passed down to you. And so you have a small understanding, but not the full truth of the observance. Is Lent in the Bible? No, it's not. But we do a lot of things in our Christian practices that are not biblical. And we do ones that we even think are biblical that are not. The season of Lent is a beautiful season that leads from Ash Wednesday through the season of the observance of the resurrection of Christ. The season of Lent is an intentional season of repentance. It is more than just giving up chocolate or social media or soda or wine or beer or whatever your thing is, fish, red meat. I've heard it all over the gamut. The season of Lent is not for punishment. It's not, I'm just going to give this thing up because God wants me to. It's sacrifice. It's something that we think maybe we might have a slightly unhealthy hold, or something has a slightly unhealthy hold on us, that we're just paying too much time, attention, money, or heart to, that is coming in between our relationship, our intimacy, our worship with God. And so giving that thing up is not a form of torture to where we're like, ugh, do not talk to me in the season of Lent. I gave up coffee and I'm just going to go out of my mind. That's not the intention. It may even be something that we just keep to ourselves. And when we find ourselves reaching for that thing, we would be mindful of intentionality with God, or to redirect our thoughts, or redirect our words, or our prayer, or make it an intentional time of gratitude and thanksgiving, where we would normally grumble and complain because I want chocolate, but I gave it up for Lent. I did not grow up observing this practice, but I knew people that did, went to school with people that did, and I didn't understand it. And so I didn't have a very healthy perspective, or even a healthy openness to the idea of it. It's something that Brian and I have done just in the last decade of our lives, and it has become very rich and meaningful and quite beautiful. And so as we, as a community, people within this community will observe the season of Lent, I will honor that with you, and I will observe with you. And I missed it when it happened, and I had every intention of being mindful about it. So please accept my apology, and we will move on for today in the book of Deuteronomy. Today we're reading chapters 5 through 7, and we're reading this week in the New International Version, Deuteronomy chapter 5. Moses summoned all Israel and said, "Hear, Israel, the decrees and laws I declare in your hearing today. Learn them and be sure to follow them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us at Horeb. It was not with our ancestors that the Lord made this covenant, but with us, with all of us who are alive here today. The Lord spoke to you face to face out of the fire on the mountain. At that time, I stood between the Lord and to you to declare to you the word of the Lord, because you were afraid of the fire and did not go up the mountain. And he said, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven, above or on the earth, beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of their parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your ox, your donkey, or any of your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns, so that your male and female servants may rest as you do. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not set your desire on your neighbor's house or land, his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. These are the commandments the Lord proclaimed in a loud voice to your whole assembly, there on the mountain from out of the fire, the cloud, and the deep darkness, and he added nothing more. Then he wrote them on 2 stone tablets and gave them to me. When you heard the voice out of the darkness while the mountain was ablaze with fire, all the leaders of your tribes and your elders came to me, and you said, the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his majesty, and we have heard his voice from the fire. Today we have seen that a person can live even if God speaks with them. But now, why should we die? This great fire will consume us, and we will die if we hear the voice of the Lord our God any longer. For what mortal has ever heard the voice of the living God speaking out of fire as we have and survived? Go near and listen to all that the Lord our God says. Then tell us whatever the Lord our God tells you. We will listen and obey. The Lord heard you when you spoke to me. And the Lord said to me, I have heard what this people said to you. Everything they said was good. Oh, that their hearts would be inclined to fear me and keep all my commands always, so that it might go well with them and their children forever. Go, tell them to return to their tents. But you stay here with me so that I may give you all the commands, decrees, and laws you are to teach them to follow in the land I am giving them to possess. So be careful to do what the Lord your God has commanded you. Do not turn aside to the right or to the left. Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you, to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, Israel, and be careful to obey, so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. When the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, a land with large, flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant, then when you eat and are satisfied, be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Fear the Lord your God. Serve him only and take your oaths in his name. Do not follow other gods, the gods of the peoples around you, for the Lord your God who is among you is a jealous God, and his anger will burn against you, and he will destroy you from the face of the land. Do not put the Lord your God to the test as you did at Massah. Be sure to keep the commands of the Lord your God and the stipulations and decrees he has given you. Do what is right and good in the Lord's sight, so that it may go well with you, and you may go in and take over the good land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors, thrusting out all your enemies before you, as the Lord said. In the future, when your son asks you, "What is the meaning of the stipulations, decrees, and laws the Lord our God has commanded you?" tell him, "We were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Before our eyes, the Lord sent signs and wonders, great and terrible, on Egypt and Pharaoh and his whole household. But he brought us out from there to bring us in and give us the land he promised on oath to our ancestors. The Lord commanded us to obey all these decrees and to fear the Lord our God so that we might always prosper and be kept alive, as is the case today. And if we are careful to obey all this law before the Lord our God as he commanded us, that will be our righteousness. When the Lord your God brings you into the land you are entering to possess and drives out before you many nations, the Hittites, the Girgashites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, seven nations larger and stronger than you, and when the Lord your God has delivered them over to you and you have defeated them, then you must destroy them totally. Make no treaty with them and show them no mercy. Do not intermarry with them. Do not give your daughters to their sons or take their daughters for your sons, for they will turn your children away from following me to serve other gods. And the Lord's anger will burn against you and will quickly destroy you. This is what you are to do to them. Break down their altars, smash their sacred stones, cut down their Asherah poles, and burn their idols in the fire. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession. The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your ancestors that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. But those who hate him, he will repay to their face by destruction. He will not be slow to repay to their face those who hate him. Therefore, take care to follow the commands, decrees, and laws I give you today. If you pay attention to these laws and are careful to follow them, then the Lord your God will keep his covenant of love with you as he swore to your ancestors. He will love you and bless you and increase your numbers. He will bless the fruit of your womb, the crops of your land, your grain, new wine and olive oil, the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks and the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. You will be blessed more than any other people. None of your men or women will be childless, nor will any of your livestock be without young. The Lord will keep you free from disease. He will not inflict on you the horrible diseases you knew in Egypt, but he will inflict them on all who hate you. You must destroy all the peoples the Lord your God gives over to you. Do not look on them with pity and do not serve their gods, for that will be a snare to you. You may say to yourselves, "These nations are stronger than we are. How can we drive them out?" But do not be afraid of them. Remember well what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt. You saw with your own eyes the great trials, the signs and wonders, the mighty hand and outstretched arm with which the Lord your God brought you out. The Lord your God will do the same to all the peoples you now fear. Moreover, the Lord your God will send the hornet among them until even the survivors who hide from you have perished. Do not be terrified by them, for the Lord your God who is among you is a great and awesome God. The Lord your God will drive out those nations before you little by little. You will not be allowed to eliminate them all at once, or the wild animals will multiply around you. But the Lord your God will deliver them over to you, throwing them into great confusion until they are destroyed. He will give their kings into your hand, and you will wipe out their names from under heaven. No one will be able to stand up against you. You will destroy them. The images of their gods you are to burn in the fire. Do not covet the silver and gold on them, and do not take it for yourselves, or you will be ensnared by it. For it is detestable to the Lord your God. Do not bring a detestable thing into your house, or you, like it, will be set apart for destruction. Regard it as vile and utterly detest it, for it is set apart for destruction. I love these words today that we find in the 7th chapter. The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other people, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your ancestors that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. And the reminder that goes on to say, if you pay attention to these laws and are careful to follow them, then the Lord your God will keep his covenant of love with you as he swore to your ancestors. He will love you and bless you and increase your numbers. This is the fair reciprocation of an oath. You vowed to keep your part, and when you do, there will be great reward. And if not, there will be consequences, because this oath between God, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the people of Israel, is more than a promise. It's more than keeping your word. And the reminder from Moses, from God to the people, do whatever you have to do to remember and pass this down to your children. Tell them where you came from and how God brought you out. Again, the repetition is so that they don't forget. Maybe we can do whatever we need to do to remind ourselves that God is faithful, that God is trustworthy, that we can trust Him. We can surrender ourselves, our will, our pride to Him, and allow God to be God, and allowing Him to be Lord, to Lord, literally Lord over our lives, to give Him complete dominion, to allow Him to reign over every thought, every word, every deed. Yeah, that's hard to do. I get it. And sometimes there are no plentiful, bountiful, extravagant rewards for submitting your will to Almighty God. And this is where character and integrity come in. The physical manifestations, the material rewards that we display on social media, that we display, and sometimes a false sense of humility, just thanking God for His blessings as we post the picture of our brand new sports car. That's not what it's about. Can we truly be okay if nobody else knows except for us and God? And instead of being a loud, boisterous display in an attempt to be seen and to gather as many people as we can to influence, can we maybe live quietly, humbly, and let our humility, our love for one another, our kindness, our gentleness, speak volumes, speak more than any picture, speak more than any platform of the great deeds we have done? Maybe we sit today with the question, can we allow God alone to be enough in our lives? Jesus, we thank You for Your word. Thank You that You are trustworthy, that You are faithful, that You keep Your word, You keep Your promises. But we have a part to play. When we hunger and thirst for righteousness, the way that we hunger and thirst for righteousness is to define the things that are righteous and to turn from the things that are evil. And we can get so confused on the definitions of what You call good, what You call evil, what You call righteous. We are so busy looking at everybody else sometimes, we fail to stop and look at our own lives. I pray, God, that we would courageously, bravely, with humility, look inside with a mirror and allow that look to expose the imperfections that need purified, that only You can do. Thank You that You love us enough to do that. I pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible. That's home base. That's the website. That's the free app. Check it out if you're new. If you haven't, take a look around. We welcome you. If you are new, we are so glad that you are here, that you have found your way. And if you are feeling alone in life, I pray this space will prove safe to you, as it has for so many people, and that you can trust that you can truly come as you are, no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now. No one is turned away here. And I hope that's a breath of fresh air, because so many people are turning so many people away. So if you're new, there's anything you would like to know, you can check out our website. If you would like to partner with us here at Daily Audio Bible and Daily Audio Bible Chronological, we are a channel of the Daily Audio Bible. Several different ways for you to give. If you're giving by mail, Daily Audio Bible or DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or if you're utilizing that app, hit the give icon up at the top right hand corner. And lastly, look for the give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, or if you would like to share with the community what you believe God answered through the prayers of this community, several different ways for you to do so. 800. I completely forgot the number. Wow. 800. I'm not sure. I'll get it to you tomorrow. If you're using the mobile app or the app, hit the red circle button up at the top right-hand corner when you're finished. Hit submit, turn the wheel to chronological, and it will get to the right place. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. I literally cannot believe I can't remember. Yeah, it's gone. Oh, sorry about that. I'll get it to you tomorrow. Oh, that's it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. I love each and every one of you. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hey, this is Tracy, the psych nurse from North Carolina, and I just wanted to call and say that I'm praying for all of you, and in particular, I wanted to say that I heard your request covered in his blood, and I'm praying for you, and I have done the little 16-hour fast that you requested, and I want to say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for all my brothers and sisters of the DABC, and we know you hear our prayers, and I pray for each one, and especially I pray that you will restore eyesight to my sister, covered in his blood, and bless her family. Open all of our eyes that we may see you clearly and draw close to you, and we thank you for all you do and are doing in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, y'all. This is Creative Child in Texas, Nicole. And I just wanted to let you know that Mom is out of her coma. She is off the ventilator. It was not pneumonia. They think it was her immune system, autoimmune system. They have her on a new treatment, and she's tolerating it well. They're talking about letting her go, but this is what we need. We need her to go to a rehab center so she can get stronger before she comes home, so she doesn't end up back in the hospital. So if you can pray for that, I appreciate that. In the meanwhile, I would love to pray for that poor child that had a heart attack at 19. I want to pray for that mother and that family. I'm a mother myself, and I know that if my child had a heart attack at 19, I would be going crazy. So please pray for those people, and I pray that God gives them the peace and understanding of past understanding, and that he gives them strength and endurance. And I hope that they have a strong family bond and have family shifts with the child. It's important that they can feel that family is there, and it's important for the hospital staff to see that somebody is there for him. So I bless you and wish you all the luck in the world. Amen.
Hello, DABC family. This is Rodney from Atlanta. I am calling today. Normally, I call in to pray for other requests that normally comes in. But today, I am asking that you all will remember me in prayer. On February the 24th, I lost my oldest son. My wife and I lost our oldest son. He went home to be with the Lord at the age of 40. It was due to some complications due to diabetes. And he went home to be with the Lord. And, of course, we were not expecting it. And it kind of threw us for a loop. I guess that would be an understatement to lose a child. And I will solicit your prayers. On March the 8th, we had his home going. And with the strength of the Lord, and with the strength of the Lord only, I was able to do his eulogy. But now that we have come past that, I still need prayer that God will continue to strengthen me as I go on this journey, as my wife and I continue on this journey of the loss of our son. Of course, now all the family members have gone home and the home is quiet again. So many times, many memories will come, and we thank God for the memories. But now we certainly do miss our son. His name was Alan. So I ask you to just remember me in prayer. God had strengthened me through this and will continue to strengthen me. But if you all would join together and pray for me and lift my name before the Lord, I know that I will come through this and that the glory of God will be revealed even in this situation. I still know that God is good. Thank you for praying for me. Peace.